midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Oh yes, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. It is the Night Danger Radio Show, and it is episode 285. It is the 6th annual Halloween Terror-tacular. I hope you're scared. I hope you're entertained. And I hope you're eating all your Halloween candy. It's October the 30th, folks. Try not to get into it, man. I'm trying hard not to. Can't do it. It's 1:06 in the a.m. We're an hour and 6 minutes into the Terror-tacular. And we just heard Michael Jackson, of course, with Thriller. From the album Thriller, which came out in 1982 on Virgin Music. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it may have sold at least 20 copies worldwide. Anyway, what a song. That is a song that we will play on every single Terror-tacular, I think, bar none. We heard Mako, like I was saying before that, with Werewolf Loose in London. From the Best of Mako, which came out in 1997 on Mercury Records. There's that person, Lois Skierazukic. We heard Scary, Scary Halloween. From Halloween Fun, 1989, Kimbo Educational was the label that put that thing out. Fisher Price before that, or various artists, you could say. With Jack-O-Lantern in the Window. Again, another album called Halloween Fun from 2010, and it was put out by Fisher Price. Andrew Gold with Trick or Treat. From Andrew Gold's Halloween Howls, which came out in 1996 on a record label called Music for Little People. We heard John Carpenter and Alan Howarth. One of my favorites. The Halloween Montage. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Hey, kids. Don't forget about the Horrorthon. Hell yeah. And that came off the Halloween 3 Season of the Witch soundtrack. And that came out in 1982 on MCA Music. We heard Halloween Safety, and that's only part one. We're going to play part two a little bit later. And that was actually a TV ad that aired on, I believe it was a station called Centron. And that was from 1977. So we here at Night Danger Radio, we want everyone to be safe on Halloween, so we're not just going to play part one. We'll play part two in a little bit, too, just so you can get your safety tips in. Yeah. We heard Peter Pan Industries, or various if you want, with Ghost Bustin' Machine. And I don't know much more about it. I tried to look it up, folks. I tried to do the old internet sleuthing, and I came up empty. But Ghost Busting Machine, hell yeah. And by the way, you know, one of the, like about, maybe about a month ago, maybe you guys have seen this, I was out and about on Sunday night for the cruise night or whatever, and there is someone in this city that has the Ghostbusters mobile. Like, in, decked out in full effect. You got to check that out. It's spectacular. I almost crashed into a lamppost when I saw that thing. Damn. And off the top, we heard Tim Curry. Yes, Tim Curry, the actor, for you movie buffs out there. And we heard Anything Can Happen on Halloween. There you go. There is set number two. It's in the books. It's 1:10 in the morning. Like I said, we're not going to talk. We're not going to do concert and club. We're not going to do anything except for weather. And we're going to check CKW weather next, because we better check out CKW AccuWeather for all you trick-or-treaters out there, because, yeah, it's important. Yeah. It's important, that's for sure. But listen, we're going to turn back time here for the next couple sets, and we're going to play some old classic Halloween songs from days gone by. And these are my favorites. These songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s are my favorite, I think. So let's get on with it. We're going to start with the Ghouls. It is CKUW. It is 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show, Halloween Terror-tacular, 6th edition. Goes till 3 in the morning. Here we go.
About 12 when the whistle blows, there's a swinging place no one knows. You'll see a weird crew that looks real scary. It's just the graveyard shift at the cemetery. Get me my tools, you ghoul. I'm gonna dig. Not alive. Frankie the foreman will make them behave. They really obey when he says, dig that grave. The moon was bright, so the wolfman was hired. But during an eclipse, he soon was fired. Don't bury me alive, you crypt kicker five. Walks down, Drackle, get out his whip and send them many freeloaders straight to the crypt. They're working real hard now all through the night, 'cause it's straight to the coffin before it gets light. Teamwork, everybody. Frankie, Natasha, Boris, the werewolf, we'll dig together, you silly fools. I'm getting dirt in my mouth, Natasha. Ah, I can't stand it. I'm going down. Frankie,
help me. I was jamming through the graveyard round 12:05. I saw a ghost and zombies looking very much alive. I was alone and bewildered, looking around when Dracula and Vampire came flat to the ground. The witches were flying, making dead man's time. The wolf man was chewing on the mummy's spine.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde were singing a dead duet, while Frankenstein was out playing Russian roulette.
Outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Spooks have have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spooky spurn.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a chop-chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, you kids be good. Stay at home the way that you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware.
And I'm getting out of here.
CKUW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.
Linda knows that something is out there. Something so evil, it penetrates the soul. Something lurking in the black of night, so real she can almost taste it. Something is out there, and it's coming closer and closer, and something is out there. So terrifying, you've only seen it in your nightmares. Rated PG from Film Ventures.
Give us something to spend or something to eat. Let us repeat. Trick or treat. We've walked and walked the livelong day. We've knocked on many doors. Behind each door another face. And now we've come to yours. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. We're children who live just down the street. Give us something to spend or something to eat. Let us repeat. Trick or treat. The day is turning into night, and shadows now appear. What once we sang so loud and bold, we mumble now with fear. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. We're children who live just down the street. Give us something to spend or something to eat. Let us repeat. Trick or treat.
My hair get long and my eyes turn blue. gotta get it going, train coming, gotta get it going, train coming, gotta get it going. Tom Gray lay down on a bar in the floor, after drinking so much he could drink no more. He fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on the devil's train. The boiler was filled with lager beer, and the devil himself was the engineer. Riding on the devil's train, the passengers made such a motley crew, liars, hypocrites, blasphemers too, rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies and withered old hags, yellow and black man, red and white, racing along in the fiery night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Faster the engine flew, wilder and wilder the country grew, brighter and brighter the lightning flashed, louder and louder the thunder crashed, hotter and hotter the air became, until the clothes were burned from each quivering frame. And off in the distance there came such a groan,
oh, ho!
Said the devil,
we are nearing home.
He capered about and he danced with glee, and he laughed and he joked at their agony.
My faithful friends, you have done my work, and the devil can never a payday shirk. You robbed the rich, you bullied the poor, the hungry brother you turned from your door. You gathered gold, but it cankers rust, and gave free vent to your wayward lusts. Therefore, as everyone is worth his hire, I'll land you safe in my lake of fire!
He awoke with an awful cry, his clothes so wet and his hair standing high. He prayed as he never prayed before, to be saved from the devil and the devil's power. And crying and pain were not in vain, for he nevermore rode on the devil's train.
CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land in the middle of the night at 1 8:31 in the morning. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. It is episode 285, and it's our sixth annual Halloween Terror-tacular. And, yeah, we're already halfway through the show, for Pete's sakes. I could probably go on till, I might be able to do this till 5 o'clock, but I might call her quits at 3. I might call her quits. We'll see. But listen, enough talking. We better get on with it because I got so much more to do here. So we just heard The Mysteries, as in M-Y-S-T-R-Y-S. We heard a song called Witch Girl from a compilation called More Halloween Nuggets, which came out in 2023 on Rockbeat Records. We heard The Chuckalucks before that with Devil's Train, from a record called Hollow Scream 2 from Horrors of the Black Museum. That came out in 2022 on Atomicat Records. We heard Round Robin before that with I'm the Wolfman. That was a 7-inch single from 1965, put out by Domain Records. We heard Oscar Brand and his young friends with Trick or Treat. Of course, Oscar Brand, originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And that's from a record called Trick or Treat, Halloween Celebrated in Story and Song, 1979, and that was put out again by Caedmon Records, C-A-E-D-M-O-N, killer label, especially if you're a Halloween person. We heard Bing Crosby, who normally we would do on our Christmas show, but heck, I found this one. I didn't even know this existed, The Headless Horseman, from a record called Happy Haunting, Party at Disneyland, 1949, put out by Walt Disney. The Swingin' Phillies before that with Frankenstein's Party, from the Ultimate Rockin' Halloween Party from 2009 on Viper Records. We heard Poets before that, a song called Dead, from Doo-Wop Halloween is a Scream. And that came out on Wanda Records. You know what? I don't know what year that came out. No idea. And off the top, we heard The Ghouls with Graveyard Shift, which is what we're doing right here, right now, from a record called It's a Monster Bash Party Volume 1, and that was released in 2013 on New Sound Records. Of course, the songs, that song wasn't released in 2013, just the compilations I'm finding all this stuff on. So there you go. 12, or no, I wish it was 12, actually. It's 1:35 in the morning. Hey, I just want to say hi, Brenda. Thanks for calling in, and yeah. I don't know if you're asleep already or what, but I know it's late. But yeah, remember, podcast, folks. I told Brenda you could podcast it, so you can go to bed and check out the rest of the show, you know, tomorrow while you're, you know, doing the dishes or the laundry or perhaps carving the jack-o'-lantern or getting the candy ready. Maybe you're decorating your place, you know, for the kids. You can listen to the Night Danger Radio Show and some old tunes. We're going to get to some newer ones later. And we'll get a little bit louder, too, later, that's for sure. But listen, it's time to do Night Danger Radio Weather, or CKW Weather. CKW Weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
I want to see something here. Oh, good.
Weather.
There we go, there we go. All right. Listen, so CKW AccuWeather, Halloween AccuWeather, that is. Hey, listen, right now in Winnipeg, it's 4 degrees. The wind's coming out of the north at 15K, and we're supposed to get down to 1 degree. So, hey, we're not in the minus today, so that's good. That's good. And for Wednesday the 30th, which is technically today, 6 degrees and mainly sunny. Lovely. But minus 5 at night and a few clouds. Aye. And for Halloween night, looks like a mix of sun and cloud, 5 degrees. Pretty nice. And by the time the kids get out there to get all their loot, it's going to be minus 3 and cloudy. We're looking Friday, November the 1st. Bye-bye, October. Good grief. 6 degrees, though. A mix of sun and cloud. Ooh, minus 7, though, at night and clear. For Saturday, heading into the weekend, it's going to be completely sunny and 6 above. Wonderful. And then minus 1. Not too shabby and clear at night. For Sunday, 8 degrees, mix of sun and cloud, and heck, man, we haven't seen this in a while, but it looks like there's a 60% chance of showers, and the low is 2 degrees. So there we go. We might even get some precipitation. It looks like Monday, they're saying it's another 60%. So we just might get a little bit of rain, but it doesn't look like the S word is in the forecast yet. So happy, happy, happy. That's good. That's because I haven't put my winter tires on yet. As soon as I do that, look out. There'll be a blizzard, I'm sure. But anyway. All right, let's get to it. We got another classic old set on deck here. And yeah, without further ado, let's get to it because, yeah, time's a ticking. Happy Halloween, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the show. And here we go. More music at CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger radio show is going till 3 in the morning, which is technically the demonic witching hour.
Frightened by my little bats. They won't harm you. Go away. I want to be alone now. I want to tell you something. Come closer. 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 Come closer to me. All of a sudden, my heart sings. When I remember little things. The way in my coffin I do lie, sucking the blood from little fly. All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember little things. The way I fly around at night, scaring the people to death with fright. The way I peer through the wind pane, try to find a juggler vein. For some blood I must get if I'm to live forever yet. Come closer, closer. I won't harm you. Closer. If you will follow me, I will take you down to the cellar, where you will see where I sleep during the day. Come. Come with me. Now, wait, I show you the coffin. It's a very nice bed, don't you think so? Here I lie all day long, and when the sun sets, I arise. And I look for my quest, I look for blood, for without blood I cannot live. Well, when you go to bed tonight, don't forget to dream of me, Count Dracula. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I said, Mr. Mummy, what you used to do? He said he used to sing a little song or two. I said, Mr. Mummy, let's get out of this sand. Boy, I can use you in my rock and roll band.
He said, man, he said, that. Back in my chair.
You all right, Mummy?
All right.
All right.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Shut the box. All right.
Now everybody holler. Now everybody holler.
Oh, you think you need a mask to disguise yourself? Well, just watch what you can do. With a little help from your parents and some scraps of cloth or old clothes from around home. An eyebrow pencil. Different colors of eyeshadow. Rouge. Lipstick. An old mop or wig. Some wax teeth. Maybe some clay and food coloring. And a few other odds and ends. You'd be surprised what you can turn yourself into. Whether you buy a costume or design your own, be sure that it's made of flame-retardant material. That means material that won't catch on fire easily. Now our little witch has turned into a beautiful princess, and her new costume is much safer. But there are a few other things you should do before going out. First, eat a big dinner. If you go trick-or-treating while you're hungry, you'll be tempted to sample some of your treats while you're out, and that's definitely not a good idea. Keep an eye on the clock. In many places, the police set the hours that you should trick-or-treat. Trick or treat only within those times. Neighbors should be ready with treats for you, and drivers should be more careful to watch for you during those hours. Make sure you carry a flashlight when you go. The light will not only help you see where you're going in the dark, but it will also make it easier for others, including drivers, to see you. Always travel with a group, not alone. It's safer still to have a parent along to keep an eye on things. And of course, you should always walk. Riding a bicycle at night is always dangerous, but it's even more dangerous to try to ride in a costume at night. As you go from house to house, stay on the sidewalks as much as possible. If you have to walk in an area where there are no sidewalks, walk as far off the roadway as possible and face the traffic. That way you can see what's coming and get out of the way if you have to. Cross streets only at brightly lighted corners, not in the middle of the block, and never between two parked cars. When you start across a street, cross quickly, but don't run. And don't stop in the middle of the street for any reason. Stay in your own neighborhood when you're trick-or-treating. Your neighbors are probably hoping to see you in costume on Halloween. And it's safest to visit people you know. If you don't know the people very well, don't go into their homes. Most people enjoy having trick-or-treaters come to their doors. But there are a few people who will do things to hurt kids. They might put sharp or hard objects in candy and apples. Or they might put something on fruit or gum that could make you sick if you eat it. To be completely safe, save your treats until you get home. Then ask your parents to help you check them carefully to make sure that there's nothing in them or on them that could hurt you. The safest treats are usually candy or gum that come in their own wrappers from the factory. Fruit should be washed before you eat it. And all candy bars and fruit should be sliced so you can be certain that there is nothing hard or sharp inside that could hurt you. If you're not sure whether something is safe or not, don't take any chances. Throw it away. But let's get back to the fun part of Halloween with the princess and her friends. Thank you. Almost everyone enjoys a good joke or riddle.
What's your trick?
What you guys eat for breakfast?
What?
Those toasters.
What's a wiener when you take out its insides?
What?
A Halloweener.
Where does Dracula keep his money?
Where?
In a blood bank.
Here, have some candy.
However, some practical jokes and pranks aren't so funny. If you should break something, it wouldn't be very funny to the owners or to your parents, who might have to pay for it. So keep your jokes funny and harmless. Tonight has been a magical night. We saw a scary monster changed into a beautiful, happy, and safe little princess. How about you? Will you follow the lead of the little princess and have a safe and super Halloween this year?
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
When will man ever learn that when he pollutes the air and the water, he declares war against nature? American International Pictures presents Frogs, the story of the day nature strikes back. It was bound to happen, but why now? Why did these particular people on that particular island face this particular kind of slithering, slimy terror? See Frogs, starring Ray Milan, Sam Elliott, Joan Van Ark, Adam Rourke, and Judy Pace. Frogs, an American International picture, in color rated PG. Frogs, today the pond, tomorrow the world.
Zombie.
She was headed for a record hop, and I asked if I wanted to come and bop. I said, okay, this I have to see. Me making drag with the rockin' zombie. I noticed the cats had a real cool dance. They picked up their legs without bending their knees. They stuck up their arms and they grabbed for the breeze. They moved about with the shuffling sound, digging the beat coming out of the ground. We danced all night, the zombie and me. The sun came up for the cemetery. When they saw the light, they did flee. And that was the end of my rockin' zombie.
Cool days, cool days. Much more fun than school days. Sneaking around after midnight chimes, committing all sorts of unspeakable crimes. We do our work without a sound. You hardly can tell that we've been around, except for those empty holes in the ground. Oh, we're just a swell bunch of kids. More fun than school days.